Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very talented Mr. Gabe Leibowitz.
When I'm with you, I'm free. I'm careless, and I believe with arms wide open. Turn your turn to fortune, my sacrifice.
Gabe Leibowitz, everybody! Hello, people in the room. Hello, listener at home. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. We are currently in the Hungry Brain, the lovely Chicago, Illinois, where we started doing this show when Bush was president. Listen, guys, I got a lot of problems with this guy, George W. Bush. I don't know if you know about him, but all of a sudden, it's okay to be a Bushy. Well, guess what, guys? It's not. We need to take it back, and we need to impeach that guy. It's gone too far for too long. That's silly, guys. We live in a silly time. I work for Huffington Post. It's a weird, silly place. It's pretty good. I put up a lot of pictures of side boob, and then I come and do this. So it's a full, well-rounded life. I think I put up Olivia Munn's side boobs today. She's a cool lady. She's a good lady. Give it up for Olivia Munn's side boob. Give it up, guys. Give it up. It was a good one. It was the best one. I don't know. Why are we here? Why the fuck are we doing this? I have too much fun doing this. This is a show 282. We've been doing this since Bush. That's a long time. Why? Why are we doing this? I don't know. It's fun. Here's why we're doing this. This is a true fact. Here's what we're doing. I don't care if you're here for the show. I don't care if you are here for the show. But I do care if you have a smartphone. If you have a smartphone, I want you to do me a solid, some might say. I want you to tweet about this show right now tonight. And I don't care what you say about the show. I just want you to say these things. Add them, whatever you want. @ YMTE, something, 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 @ Cat Williams. I just want Cat Williams to know we exist. If we can get the greatest living comedian, Cat Williams, to just acknowledge us, then we'll have done our job. See, what I've done here with this talk show is I've given Esmeralda Leon, the wonderful host, a platform to show her talents. I've given Gabe Leibowitz, one of the greatest Creed song interpreters of our modern time, a chance to showcase his talents. We're going to talk to so many fascinating guests. We have stand-up comics as well. We have brand new stand-up comics. We have one of the best tribute acts in all of Chicago playing music tonight. But to me, all this is just a way to get Cat Williams' attention. So once again, @ YMTE, .. whatever, I don't care. You say farted on a cat, I don't care. Cat Williams, @ Cat Williams. By the way, it's two T's with a K, so figure that shit out. K-A-T-T Williams. We got to get Cat Williams back out of retirement, guys. It's been too long. Scary Movie 5 came out like a month ago. It's been too long. We need to see Cat Williams here at the Hungry Brain on You, Me, Them, Everybody. Maybe episode 382. This is 282. That gives me 100 episodes to get Cat Williams on this fucking show. We're going to do it, guys. In the great words of Cat Williams, that Shaq's dick on my head. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a fantastic show tonight. Before we go any further, I want to bring up this wonderful man. His name is Gabe Leibowitz, and he's in this band called Dastardly. You should clap. He's an amazing artist. Please do not let first impressions mean everything. If you've never heard Gabe before, I told him I want you to play the worst thing you could think of when I come on, and that's why you played Creed. So Gabe has an amazing record out that's actually free to download, and you recorded it live at Shuba's, and I really recommend it. So here's the song. I have no idea what you're going to play. Ladies and gentlemen, Gabe Leibowitz.
Thank you.
World was on fire, no one could save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't wanna fall in love. with you. What a wicked game to play, to make me feel this way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. What a wicked thing to say, you never felt that way. What a wicked thing to do, to make me dream of you. No, I wanna fall in love. Oh,
Gabe Leibowitz, everybody. He is a talented man. It's a Chris Isaak tune. Chris Isaak had a talk show at one point. And you should watch that talk. You could see every single episode on YouTube. I highly don't recommend the episode with Billy Corgan and Jimmy Chamberlain. That's a weird episode. They end the show with a cover of Paperback Writer, and no one likes it. It's a real weird experience. Esmeralda, how are you?
Did he have a reality show or some sort of sitcom?
He had a pseudo-reality show, and Billy Joe Armstrong had an appearance on that show. Billy Joe Armstrong was recently called the hero on the cover of Rolling Stone for developing an addiction to drugs.
And he got all fat.
He got fat, but then he got thin again because cocaine works. Gabe just said that's true. He's the musician in the room. He understands.
He knows.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Medium.
Okay.
Yep.
You look tan in this light.
Thank you so much.
Or just greasy. I don't know.
Both.
Either one.
I was on a plane earlier today.
Oh, that gives you a good tan.
It does give you a good tan. Closer to the sun. Yeah. It was still bright out.
Yep. I had nothing. Sorry. That was your turn.
Esmeralda's the co-host of the show, and apparently we have cues that I didn't know about.
Our banter is fantastic.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. Esmeralda's the co-host of the show, and as a co-host, legally, we have to talk about the news. Esmeralda, what's in the news?
I themed it accidentally. It's all animals.
Okay, animals are in the news.
Animals in the news, folks.
Yeah.
Because they're popular right now, right?
Yes, animals, they weren't always popular.
Hot topic.
This is their time.
Animals.
Animals in general.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Don't discriminate.
Fair enough.
There are rat hunting dogs in New York City.
Aren't all dogs rat hunting dogs?
I didn't think so. I thought the rats could take the dogs.
Depends on the size of the rat.
No, I thought all rats could take dogs.
What about the dogs that go to heaven? I'm sorry.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
No, the rats would take them.
Rats go to heaven.
No, they're rats.
So?
They're not mice.
Mice go to heaven.
See, there's a difference.
I thought mice are chefs. Dogs go to heaven. I don't know what rats are.
Well, rats are, all I can think of is they wear skeevy little hats.
That's true.
And their teeth kind of hang out of their mouth.
That's half of our audience right now.
Well, they're not rats, though, so.
Okay.
But
prove me
no,
wrong.
There's all these dogs. So these people are training their hunting dogs to rat. Or to hunt rats.
No, you got it right the first time.
To rat hunt.
Why is that a bad thing? Why? That's the perfect point of
PETA,
having a...
PETA was saying it's wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with it other than don't rats have diseases?
Some do, yes.
That's gross.
Some dogs have diseases.
No, because these are probably pampered dogs who have those big beds that are probably bigger than the bed that
so
you own.
So you're saying if you have a big bed, you don't have a disease.
If you're an animal...
So Magic Johnson never really had AIDS.
No.
Because he's got a big bed. Because he's rich. What about Freddie
Mercury?
What about Freddie Mercury? He had a big bed.
He did. He didn't have anything.
He
I don't know
what?
Where that's going.
What? Do you not know what happened? There's a whole musical called We Will Rock You that like tells you that AIDS happens.
Oh, he just
it's
left.
It's real sad. He didn't just leave.
That's what I'm just going to say. He went, bye, everybody. And then he just floated up to heaven.
I wish I had your version of reality. It's,
yeah,
it
that's,
sounds
people
wonderful.
People don't die. They just float up somewhere.
All dogs and Freddie Mercury go to heaven.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a fantastic movie.
I'd watch that.
They'd have a great soundtrack.
Did it?
No, it would.
It would have a great soundtrack.
It's
but
not
just
a real
the
movie,
Freddie Mercury
Brandon.
Solo material, though, so it's not that good.
Well, they would have to. They would do like a 3D Tupac thing with him. With
why did you jump to 3D Tupac?
Because they did the 3D Tupac at Coachella that one year.
That's a good pull, but I'm not knocking that reference. It's just, okay.
I imagine they could do it with Freddy.
They could do that with anybody.
The dogs.
Okay.
Why get real ones when you can make 3D dogs?
So the point of our first story is, in not too long from now, there will be a movie of 3D.
With 3D Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury hanging out with the dogs from All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Yes.
In heaven.
Yes.
A really good soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
Perfect story. Next story.
I don't read these stories, folks. I just read
just
the
look
headline.
At that. Headlines
and
are important.
The pictures.
Listen, I'm a big fan of Jay Leno. This is a Jay Leno tribute show. He's got an entire segment on his show about headlines. Yeah. We're trying to get the word out about how great that segment is. Guys, check it out. Headlines. Google that. No, I'm sorry. Bing that. Go to headlines, comma, parentheses, Jay Leno, and
I
parentheses.
I would Yahoo.
You go to Yahoo?
I'd rather Yahoo.
I Bing. Listen, I Bing.
I like the Yahoo.
I'm a big Bing
their
guy.
Thing, the theme song gets me.
Real quick, actual thing. During Brian Williams' coverage of the horrible Boston tragedy on the Friday when they caught the suspect, his producer kept interrupting him because Brian Williams kept referencing Google Maps, and his producer came in and said, no, Bing Maps, and then he had to keep going back and say, no, Bing Maps. So I'm a big Bing supporter. I think Jay Leno's pretty great. Next story.
Are horses lazy?
Fair question. Are they?
Is that catching anybody?
Or did you only read the headline? We actually have no idea. Are they
no,
lazy?
No, I read halfway down when they said, yes, they are lazy.
They're horrible.
So this was a good story because at one point it just said, yes, they are.
It's a very short story.
Yeah,
are you
no,
sure
so
you were? Wait, stop. Were you reading a poem?
No.
Okay.
No. Wait. Okay. No.
Okay, good. What is your source on this?
No.
What's the source for the horses being lazy?
It's some study they were doing with horses to figure out why they were, if they were lazy. Which I'm like, why are you doing that?
Because you could try to get more out of the horse if they're lazy. If you could figure out a way to make them want to do the work that you need done quicker and better, that's a good reason to have the survey.
They're horses.
Yeah, but horses are used for labor.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're going to do to make them want to do more. They're lazy.
Well, you could... That's fair, actually. I take that back.
They're lazy. They're horses. They're lazy.
I didn't think horses were lazy.
No, I don't. You know what it is? I honestly, I think that horses nowadays see the horses. This, I feel so bad for them. The ones downtown.
In Chicago.
Yes. Those poor things wearing those terrible braids and those big,
braids
ugly,
are the
ugly
worst.
Hats.
Yeah, the braids are the real problem.
Well,
here.
They're just, you know, they're... They're making them look so stupid.
Yeah.
And then all those fat tourists get on them and ride them around. Those I feel so bad for those horses.
As opposed to the horses that traverse this entire country bringing families of people.
Yeah, and the wild ones.
Those are fine.
No, well,
but
wait, what are we in colonial times?
Well,
who's dragging around what?
People still, ranchers
this
still
This isn't Manifest Destiny, Brandon. We're
people
not.
Still use horses. That's what I'm trying to say. People around the world use horses.
Yeah, but they don't make them... Pull around fat tourists. And
no,
make
they're
them
making them
stupid
pull
braids.
Really heavy shit to till the land.
But then they get a big sugar cube at the end and they're fine.
There's no sugar there. It's horrible.
Okay, salt. Sorry.
It's not salt either. They have no spices. Their food is very bland.
Oh, they don't have what?
There's no 7-Elevens.
There's no
there's nothing.
They don't get. Ow.
Oh my God.
I just hit my tooth. Sorry. They don't get, what's that French thing?
Fries?
Yep. They don't get french fries?
No, they don't.
That's why they're lazy.
They just get raw potato. I'm glad they made you laugh.
They have to save up to buy the fryer.
Yeah, they're like the Irish.
How would they do that? They have hooves.
I know. It's hard to pay bills with hooves. So horrible Destiny's Child song. I'm sorry. This room is so comfortable.
I know. It's really bad. Oh. Here's my other animal story. There's a cat mayor. in Alaska.
Okay.
He's been there for 15 years. He's been undefeated.
It's a he cat.
I don't know.
Well, let's get the facts straight. It's a he cat, which proves to me that women shouldn't govern.
I would assume so because I don't know what lady
really
cat
quick.
Is named
Gabe
Stokes.
Just said, oh, like that was a real thing that I actually meant when I'm talking about the cat mayor in Alaska. Relax, buddy. Get off your stool of sorts. I don't know.
No, so it's this cat named Stubbs. Mayor Stubbs.
Stubbs the
I'm
cat.
Sorry.
Stubbs is a great name for a cat. As a side note.
Mayor Stubbs.
No, just Stubbs the cat.
Stubbs the cat, yeah.
That's a great name for a cat.
15 years this damn thing has been in office. I say we impeach him.
Stop stealing my bit that didn't work out earlier. Because no one's going to laugh the second time.
Anyway, 15 years the damn thing has been in office.
Do you have a problem with that?
No, I love that people, they've actually, for this story, they interview people and they're like, well, he hasn't raised taxes. I know, it's so controversial.
That was the quote? wait, people, wait, stop. For the listener at home, I just spilled an entire drink on my lap. Now, wait, that's a real thing?
Hold on. Oh, okay.
Where is the source? If you say the
CNN.
Audio, shut the fuck up.
CNN.
Wait, stop. Stop talking. Answer these questions. When was this story published? Was it on April 1st of last year or this year?
No, it was in... Oh, it was last year of July.
Okay.
So 16 years now.
So that's... Wait, stop.
He's going to be
stop,
16 years.
Stop. People in the... I know it's a joke story. Nonetheless, no one's run against the cat mayor.
Well, here's some things. One, it's a historical... hold on. I got to scroll. Shut up. I don't have a printer. Oh, it's a historical district.
Okay.
So it's not a real town.
It's a real town.
Nope, it's a historical district. And he's really honorary mayor, but he's still a mayor.
Okay, now you owe me a drink.
And it's an
because
animal.
You didn't say honorary mayor.
That's,
I'm honorary mayor in like four counties or something.
No, you're
even though they don't even have mayors for counties.
I want to see paperwork.
I don't have them. I just have CNN stories to back my story up. It's completely fine.
CNN said this cat is a mayor. Like I said, I only read the headlines. So
CNN also named the wrong dude in Boston, and now that guy's dead.
So it doesn't matter. He's dead. That did not go over well.
That did not go over
anyway.
Well at all. Usually I say the horrible things about tragedies, not you.
I was thinking there was... As I was looking up, I just typed in cat mayor. More
what?
More cat mayors popped up.
There's more than one cat mayor.
Yeah, well, weren't you telling me there was one running for Congress?
A cat ran as a writing candidate in Virginia for Congress.
Yeah, that's how they start.
That's a true... Check that out. We wrote about that at HuffingtonPost.com. Check out Olivia Munn's side boobs next to that story. I got credit for both. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. I am the media.
Can you tag this as Olivia... Wait,
I can
is
tag
Olivia
anything.
Munn or Olivia Wilde?
Both.
Ugh.
They're different people.
Yeah, I know, but which one were you putting up?
Which one was... Oh, well, yeah, whatever had boobs out this weekend. I think Munn
both?
Was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So
I think they were both there.
Then I got them both. Nailed it.
You should tag this one.
Katy Perry was there.
Olivia. I don't care.
I just mentioned it.
Why would you... You looked at me like, oh, she was. You like her. You like things.
She's a thing.
Ugh.
You don't like things?
Nope. Except that's, this mayor cat.
You'd vote for him?
Yeah, I would, actually.
It's a waste of
he
a vote.
He doesn't raise taxes.
Taxes are important. They pay for important things. What's wrong with people?
But no, so it was like someone from their general store said that the cat doesn't raise taxes. He doesn't, and also like this, he doesn't interfere with business. He's honest. What? That is true. He probably just like shits in your rug and then just looks at you like, what do you want?
What kind of cat do you have?
What?
Cats like to
shit on rugs?
In boxes so they have privacy, not in the middle of a room on a rug staring at you.
No,
making a motion like, fuck it.
Well, they don't do it when you're there. They do it later.
No.
No, they do.
You have a horrible cat.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, that's why we do this show. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, at sign Cat Williams, cat. Two T's and a K. He's racist. Coming to the stage, get ready to play around. Coming to the stage is sort of an old friend. I've never actually been able to say her name on stage before because this is true. Because she's part of this wonderful collective called Everything is Terrible. And what Everything is Terrible does is they make horrible things better. And we're going to talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very talented Miss Katie Rife, everybody.
Oh, Miss Maureen, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you.
I just have to tell you guys, I met a cat once that was vice president of a railroad company.
See, they're taking over all our jobs.
Okay, now, wait. was that a joke?
This was in Wakayama, Japan.
Why were you in Japan?
I taught English in Osaka for a year. Yeah, Station Master Tama, they promoted that bitch to vice president.
See, that tells you something when cats can get up to vice president, regular
people. Yeah, she got promoted
to
vice president of the railroad company, and I met her, and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Cat mayor, Japan.
Yes, okay, so initially the cat was just the station master at this railroad station. And the cat's name is Station Master Tama. And then they got, then they promoted the cat to mayor of the town. And then they got a deputy mayor, which was Deputy Mayor Miko. But then Deputy Mayor Miko died. And then Station Master Tama was real sad. And so they promoted Station Master Tama to vice president of the railroad company, which, get this, you guys, first female executive on the board of the
railroad. Give it up for the ladies. Yeah, ladies. Ladies doing it all.
Making some strides with lady cats.
Yeah, lady cats.
Lady
first
cats.
First female executive of that
railroad
company.
Breaking down barriers.
We don't care. We'll take any lady anything, apparently.
Anything.
Now, Katie, you are a lady.
That's true.
That's a nice thing. Now, you're part of Everything is Terrible. Mm-hmm. That's how I know you.
Yeah.
For about 4 years ago.
Yeah, you introduced us many times saying we weren't here and we were assholes, but we were here the whole time.
You told me to say those horrible things about
you. I know.
You. Okay. Everything is Terrible for the uninitiated, you have to be initiated at this point if you listen to this show, but what they do is they take awful, awful video art, all on VHS tape, mm-hmm. and then cut it up into brilliance. So what they'll do is they'll take like a 60-minute workout video from a pseudo-celebrity and turn it into like a 60-second video from a pseudo-celebrity with brilliant cuts. Is that fair to say?
That is fair,
That's
yes,
one of the things you do.
Right, and I will say that any video that's on Everything is Terrible, one of our hard and fast rules is thou shalt not repost YouTube videos. So if it's already on the internet, it is not on our website. It is all fresh from VHS sources.
Another thing that you guys do is make original films based on those clips, mm-hmm. and they're all themed. Is this correct?
Yeah, mostly.
Loosely themed, is that
loosely
fair to say?
Loosely themed, yeah.
What are some of the films that people could see?
Well, there's the first one, Everything is Terrible, the movie, which is loosely themed. And then there's To Everything, Too Terrible, Too Tokyo Drift, which is my favorite title.
Yes.
That one is a story where it's just your basic apocalypse, savior, end of the world story. Only the kid who saves mankind is this kid named Dwayne, who we found in a video called Barbie Dance Club from about 1987, 88. And he saves mankind.
Now, this might explain why when you go to a festival, say like Pitchfork or Coachella, you'll see people wearing Dwayne t-shirts. That's the origin of that. Because
yep.
I was confused for a very long time.
We've never been able to find that kid, by the way. You'd think
Seriously?
He would have surfaced by now. I think he might be dead or something. I don't know.
Fingers crossed, Cat Mayor. He's Cat Mayor. Now,
he's Cat Mayor.
The film, you have Doggy Woggy
yes,
Poochie
Yes, then we did
Woochie.
A movie called Doggy Woggy's Poochie Woochies, which is a remake of Alejandro Jodorowsky's The Holy Mountain, remade with dog footage.
This is true. We're not doing a bit.
It holds together really well, actually.
This is
it's very cohesive.
And that was the third film. Is that the most recent film?
No. After that, we did the Everything is Terrible holiday special.
Okay.
We initially did that for a show at UCB in L.A. like 3 or 4 years ago, and then we were like, fuck it. Everybody loves a holiday special. So we recut it and released it.
And those are the four films. And they're all for purchase on everythingisterrible.com. Now, those are two of the things you do. You do original videos and you make movies. Now, the third thing you do is what I think is the most honorable. What you do is you've taken one of the greatest films of all time, probably the best film of the 90s, definitely the best film with a red VHS cover. and you
collect
them.
Yeah, I'll give it the last one.
And you collect them. And what is that film?
That film is Jerry Maguire.
What do you do with Jerry Maguire?
Okay, so the story is every single we go to thrift stores, right? Like that's where we get all the VHS tapes. And every single time you go to the thrift store, they always have a copy of Jerry Maguire on VHS. This is a rule. Always. At least one. And so we started taking pictures of when we would see packs of Jerry's in the wild. You know, when you go to the Goodwill and they'd have five or six Jerry Maguires. You just put them all next to each other and you take a picture. And we call it Maguire Watch. And so then we decided we had a show and we were like, what would be the most hilarious door prize we could possibly give away? 100 copies of Jerry Maguire on VHS, obviously. And so we did that. And the girl who won the door prize was like, fuck you, I don't want these. I don't want 100 copies of Jerry Maguire. I don't want to take those home.
Do you remember who that is?
No, I don't remember.
Because she's not important because she didn't accept greatness.
That's true. It was some lady in Los Angeles. I don't know.
What would you say is 100 Jerry Maguire VHSs? Like, is it a pound of flour?
Oh, 100 Jerry Maguire VHSs.
Nah, really quick. Merle, when you say a pound of anything, it's a pound.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what does it look like?
You know
what
I mean? A VHS tape weighs 10 ounces, so.
It's much heavier than a pound of flour.
Yeah, it's a lot more than a pound.
So is it like a sack of flour? I don't know why I'm on the flour.
No, it's not like a sack of flour.
It's more than that.
Like what?
It's like a pallet of flour.
I would say that.
Like, what does it look like?
100 Jerry Maguire VHSs would probably be.
Audio podcast.
3 feet across by 4 or 5 feet high. It's pretty
big. I'm just wondering, like, did you give them, were you, like, at the door with just grocery bags of these VHS?
Yeah, how did
like,
you present? Did you bring a grocery cart?
No, what we did is we stacked them up in a pyramid on the stage, as is our wont, and we covered them with, like, a piece of cloth, and then under the seats of one of the seats in the theater, there was a Jerry Maguire tape, and then whoever had the Jerry Maguire tape under their seat was the winner. And then we pulled off the sheet, and congratulations, you win a pyramid of Jerry Maguire tapes.
Now, did you at least offer shipping?
No.
You're just like,
it's LA.
You know what?
Everybody has a car in LA. Whatever. Put them in your trunk.
Have you seen the film Jerry Maguire?
No.
That's so great.
I've never watched it all the way through. I can't do it.
This started everything. We started doing shows here in 2008, and we started doing the live show here in 2009, and Everything is Terrible started doing shows here in 2010. I remember hosting a show with Everything is Terrible, and you were doing a Maguire collection.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2010. In 2012, the Chicago Tribune wrote a very extensive piece on Maguire Church, and I think you got a Cameron Crowe quote.
Yeah, the guy who wrote the article was really obsessed with, he was like, well, what does Cameron Crowe think about this? And I was like, I don't know Cameron
Crowe. Gives a shit.
Exactly. I don't care. This has nothing to do with Cameron Crowe. But he was very obsessed with making sure Cameron Crowe knew about this. So he put in a call to Cameron Crowe's office, and it got through the secretary somehow. And apparently Cameron Crowe, he says that he has 4 VHS copies at home, and he wants to give us at least one of them. And I was like, fuck
wait,
you, Cameron.
Wait,
fuck you, give us all of them.
Have you ever thought about collecting Jerry Maguire Laserdisc?
We did one. But
there's a Laserdisc Jerry Maguire?
Of course there is.
Brilliant.
90s.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember the 90s? I'm sorry. I'll take that back. Okay.
I remember the 90s.
Where are your Jerry? Where are the Jerry Maguires right now?
Well, 3,500 of them are on my back porch.
Oh, my God.
They're stacked to the ceiling.
I hope your porch collapsed.
It will soon.
One's hurt, though. No one's hurt. I don't want anyone to get hurt.
I will say, they did look. We did have you guys do a holiday thing, and they came in the night before and made a Jerry Maguire Christmas tree. It looked majestic. It was gorgeous. It was better than any Douglas fir you could ever find.
But yeah, so the goal is...
Yeah, what's the goal? What's the end game?
Okay. So far, the end game is sometime this summer, I'm going to load them all in a U-Haul and drive them all to Los Angeles. And then we're going to open a video store. We're going to recreate exactly the floor plan of a Blockbuster, but the only title in the store is going to be Jerry Maguire. I have the closed circuit TVs and everything. I am like I'm working on this.
You have to do that quick because, you know, Blockbusters have gone out of business. So you can easily grab yourself a Blockbuster decorated.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, we're going to recreate exactly the floor plan of a Blockbuster with nothing but Jerry Maguire in the store. And what I would really love is to just do it in a dense urban area and not explain it at all. Just, it's just a video store and all that's in is Jerry Maguire. And you get some 16-year-old kid to work at the store and just... Your only instruction to them is don't explain anything. Just do your homework, whatever. Just don't try.
Okay. I don't want to ask this question, but I'd be a bad host for the people that don't know you guys. Why? I know it like ruins it, but you don't have to answer. You could lie.
I told the Tribune it was a Dadaist art thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I hate that question, too.
I mean, that was like the most legit, pretentious art thing I could think of. I was like, Dadaism? They did stuff for no reason. We do stuff for no reason. No reason is the reason, man.
Like, well, I want to know, why did you guys start Everything is Terrible? What possessed you?
Well,
Okay.
So this goes back to when I was like in college.
What year? We need to
2004.
Okay.
So I was really obsessed with something called TV Carnage, and so were a few other people that went to my school at Ohio University, and we talk about it all the time. And we mail in tapes to TV Carnage, and he put some into his compilations and stuff. And then, so we would always get together. We'd go on thrifting expeditions, and then we'd have a party, and we would all watch the tapes, and it was really fun. And then after college, everybody starts, you know, moving all over the place. We're like, oh, we'll start a website. We'll put all the stuff on the website. And I was kind of into Dogma 95 at the time. And so I was like, we have to create a really...
Wait, really quick, for the listener at home, Dogma 95 is a series of rules to make films.
Right, yeah. It started by Lars von Trier. In like the 90s, it was.
And if you guys love seeing people cut off clits with scissors, like you're gonna fucking love Lars.
That's not Dogma though. Dogma has no special effects.
I didn't say that. Who said it was? I just said if you love people cutting off clits with scissors, you're gonna love Lars von Trier.
So yeah, so Dogma 95 was like this Scandinavian film movement that was all about really, really strict rules for filmmakers. And the idea was if you follow this really strict set of rules, then you will find artistic freedom within them. And, you know, as a film student, I was into pretentious shit. So I was like, well, we should make this set of rules for our website. Like, it has to be from VHS. Can't be on the internet before. You have to edit it to this length, and it has to be done like this. And so we started doing it like that, just sort of as an exercise. And now it is 4 years later.
Yeah. You've been going a long time with this.
Yeah.
And it's still, people still
started
like
it. Started the website in 2008.
Jesus yeah, Christ, that's been a long time. Now, do you still like it? Because it's a lot of work. I don't think people realize how hard it is to cut things.
Well, the
like
great
this.
Thing about it is that I still get to participate. I still get to cut videos and stuff, but I don't have to do it every single week for a long time. Two or three years, every single week, I had to come up with something new. And that was kind of difficult, but we've sort of expanded it since then. We have a festival at CineFamily in Los Angeles called Everything is Festival, and every year we do the Found Footage Battle Royale, where people can submit their version of what we do. And basically, whoever wins gets to be part of the Everything is Terrible group.
Now, the Everything is Terrible crew is kind of interesting because for the longest time, you guys didn't use real names. And
right.
You still kind of don't.
Yeah,
actually.
We had a rule for a long time about...
What was your name?
Future Schlock.
There's also Commodore Gilgamesh.
Right. Ghoul School.
Ghoul School. So when people were trying to track you down, were you ever like in a room where people wanted to talk to you, but you just wouldn't admit that it's you?
All the time, this very room.
Why? Why would you be afraid of that?
I don't know why we did that. I think we were just really into the whole idea of having really strict sets of rules on ourselves. Because what we were doing was so fucking crazy that you had to have some kind of structure to it.
But you guys also took the show on the road. For the listener at home, Everything is Terrible takes these shows. Once they have a film done, they tour the entire country. For example, when you guys performed in D.C. for me, you guys had 3 full costumes made for the experience. Mm-hmm. Think Chuck E. Cheese pizza party, but stoners. So it was like,
yeah, totally.
And so it was like,
it's totally Chuck E. Cheese for stoned grown-ups. That's totally what it is.
And but everyone wanted to talk to you guys. You guys were sort of celebrities in the room, but you were in a full costume.
But that's kind of how it is with internet fame anyway. I mean, no one knows your real name and no one knows who you really are. Internet, that's just kind of how it is on the internet.
Yeah, but do you want them to know?
I'm on this podcast, obviously.
No, okay, now you are on the podcast.
Yeah, but this is how many years later?
Exactly. True. This is, okay, now what's the next goal for you? Obviously.
Oh, we have a great idea. We're going to do a choose your own adventure movie. It's going to be amazing.
This already existed.
What?
This existed. A choose your own adventure movie existed already, and it bombed.
Way to burst their bubble, now, Brandon.
No, I want to know how you're planning on doing this, because that might
well,
be the
we
difference.
Wanted to make it, like, we were kind of working in some stuff where we were going to make basically 10 Everything is Terrible movies and went 10 different ways, right?
Uh-huh.
And so at every live show, you have somebody on stage, and the audience calls out what they want to see, and then you do the iPad shit, and it shows up on the screen.
Doesn't that kind
of go That's my understanding of technology, by the way. You know, some iPad
shit. Doesn't that go against the aesthetic of just using VHS? To pull in an iPad to do this?
No,
stuff?
Because it all comes from VHS. That's
so as long as the source
from.
Material is pure, it doesn't matter how it's projected.
Right. Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Fair enough. Now, when when we did stuff here early on, you guys would always do these really cool things with Al Scorch, and you have like vegan meals, and the place would smell horrible for a week.
I heard there was a tofurkey.
Why did you work with someone that gives out tofurkey? Why would you do that to people? That's not right.
Because he's really nice.
Isn't
Al
the
know.
Best? He's in Europe
he
right
is
now.
He's a teddy bear.
He's now, really big in England, I hear.
He's
coming back.
There.
He's coming back. I saw on his Facebook.
By the way, alscorch.bing.com. Now,
no, seriously, though, Al Scorch is fantastic.
He's great.
Look
he's
it up.
Amazing. You get, Gabe, have you toured with Al? You should tour with Al. That was obviously perfect billing. You're not on mic. Moving on. Okay. Wouldn't that be great, Merle?
It would be great.
Like the perfect fucking obvious tour. That would be a good tour. Honestly, you throw together like two or three stand-up comics, do Everything is Terrible, intercut, and right. Then you have Gabe and Al do a thing. Why don't you
well,
do that?
Well, we did a show recently at here at Saki Records where we had the Chicago portion of the Jerry Maguire collection, which was 3,500 Jerry Maguires, and we had a comedy show to go with it.
How many do you have thus far? I'm trying to stay
away
from
Jerry. We have about 5,500 at the moment.
What? Oh
my
God. Jesus Christ. Yeah, give
it
up, guys.
Some of them are about to collapse her back porch.
But we really need 7 or 8,000 because that's how many titles are in a blockbuster. And you guys, we really need to recreate a blockbuster.
I do. You know what?
It's really
important. How many Jerry's would it take to build that?
I would guess about 7 million.
We're never going to say what that is. Okay.
Every time I am at a Brown Elephant or some sort of thrift store, I do get, you know, I don't really look, but I
but
do
they
look
always
over
have
at the
one,
videos
right?
And
it's
I go
always there.
Oh boy. They're
always.
One.
Katie, you have a quote unquote real job as well.
True.
What is that?
I have two jobs.
What's the one you want to talk about?
I work for a website called Daily Grindhouse.
Now, what is Daily Grindhouse?
Daily Grindhouse is a website. It's just like a film review website. I review basically my interests, which are 70s exploitation movies, which can be interpreted with a feminist bent, which is kind of my thing. And then I also review new documentaries, which is my other thing. I really like documentaries. It's really great. They let me just do what I want.
Give me two titles that are readily available for people to watch. Give me an exploitation flick and give me a doc.
Exploitation flick Coffee is kind of
give
the
me
ultimate.
Give me a deeper cut. Everyone knows Coffee.
Ooh, a deeper cut. Is that Humanoids from the Deep was pretty good.
I have no idea what that is. Perfect. Humanoids from the Deep.
What's
directed by
about?
A lady.
Oh.
Yeah, it's interesting because in Hollywood in the 70s, it was very difficult for women to break through, but Roger Corman's machine was very efficient.
Did you see that Corman doc last year?
Yes.
What did you think?
That was good.
Good.
I think Roger Corman's a hero of mine, seriously.
Have you guys reached out to him? That's an obvious pairing.
No, I haven't. He makes those like Sharktopus versus, you know, Octagon movies now.
I think he'd be cool with you guys cutting those up, and I know it's not VHS, but I mean, if you did a Corman Everything is Terrible mashup, I think he'd be down
you
with
you think
that.
He'd be into it?
Fuck
I mean,
yeah.
Corman was always on the cutting edge.
What if he made those into VHS? Just for you guys.
That's a thing now.
Yeah,
like
what
people release like boutique VHS releases.
Do they? Is it sort of like the tape movement in music?
Kind of.
Okay, Doc, give me a Doc recommendation.
Oh, well, I'm in a documentary called Adjust Your Tracking, The Untold Story of the VHS Collector, featuring this gal.
What? Sure, why not? Now, why should people see that flick?
It's an interesting flick because it kind of covers all the different bases of people who are into VHS, which is fucking artsy nut jobs, like everything is terrible. And then people who are just really into 80s nostalgia, who like stuff because it's, oh, this is the edition I had when I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And but there's also a really cool current of VHS collecting, which is VHS collecting. It's a really, there's a lot of parallels between that and the rise of YouTube, where you have suddenly the democratization of the means of production of films. And so there are a lot of movies that came out on VHS that were never released again. You know, that's the only form they exist in, is on VHS. Yeah. And so there are people who have dedicated themselves to just finding these movies, figuring out which ones are worth watching and which ones aren't, and then preserving them. And I think that's really cool.
What's your ultimate goal? Why are you doing this?
I don't know. It's my thing.
That's fair. But like,
I'm curious because I've seen a lot of stuff on TV, and on the internet that pops up that is your stuff. That is everything is terrible.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Does it just bug you?
Ever since we put a watermark on our videos, it didn't make me mad anymore.
Because
you could identify them.
Didn't Letterman play one of you guys? And
Letterman, we had a famous video called Time for Cat Massage that got a lot of hits. And it was just this woman explaining about how to, petting your cat is passe. You need to give your cat a massage.
And didn't she get on Letterman?
She was on Letterman, yeah.
And this is a VHS that was like 15 to 20 years old.
Right, well, the video got like a couple million views. It was, you know, it took off around
that's
that
like
time.
That's like side boob numbers, man.
It is side boob numbers. Yeah.
That's insane. But like, you didn't get any credit from that.
Not really. We got a lot of traffic to our website, and we did bring her to Everything Is Festival, and it was weird.
You're like the one festival where you don't want your stars to show up.
Actually, some of them are really cool with it. Some of them are just really happy that people are into what they're doing, and then occasionally you get a cease and desist letter.
How often?
I personally have responded to about 8
cease
and desist orders.
That's
but we have over 1,000 videos, so 8 really isn't that bad.
That's still not easy to deal with.
Have you gotten one from Angela
Just comply,
Lansbury?
It's fine.
Yes.
No, but we did get one from Alyssa Milano.
Oh, yeah, no, she's tough on the internet.
She doesn't want anybody to see teen steam. Teen steam. She does not want anybody to see that shit.
That's cool. You're a cool lady.
Thanks.
I don't got anything else for you. Everything is Terrible is a wonderful site, and this is a wonderful person. What do you want to plug?
Everythingisterrible.com. We have a show.
There we go.
On May 16th, it's called Comic Relief Zero. It's at the Up Comedy Club here in Chicago.
Really? And you're going corporate? You're working with Second City? You start at the Hungry Brain, then you're going to Saki Records? Cool. And then you go to Second City?
Will there be any nudity?
No. Yeah, there will be a lot of guys wearing cheese hats. Brain. It's going to be awesome. It's an Everything is Terrible type compilation. We do side projects from time to time. Like last summer, I did one called The Rise and Fall of God, which was all Christian stuff, because I have a particular vendetta against the makers of Christian videos. I really just don't like them. I don't like the way they manipulate the kids. So I made that, and then now some other guys in the group are working on something called Comic Relief Zero because they really hate hacky 80s stand-up comedy.
It's my favorite.
So they're making like a 50, 60-minute compilation of
Have
hacky
you seen Cat Williams?
Was he in the 80s?
Yeah, anytime. Have you ever seen Cat Williams? Do you know who Cat Williams is?
I know the whole like hitting the mic on your head and saying it's Shaq's dick thing. I've seen that before.
That's just because I did it.
Well... Maybe.
Okay. Until Everything
no,
is Terrible
the answer
is
no.
Well-versed in Cat Williams, could you admit that you're all hacks?
Completely.
Okay, fair enough. What you guys do is amazing, and I really respect what you do, and it's wonderful, and please don't stop.
But I have to say, I can't vouch. There's like 10 Everything is Terribles, and there's probably at least 2 of them that are obsessed with Cat Williams, so...
Well, I'm obsessed for the right reasons, and I only know the Chicago. I'm only familiar with the Chicago contingent because you guys are now on in New York and L.A. Or just
we
LA?
Have a guy in New York, a guy in Pittsburgh, some people here, and some people in L.A.
Well, please keep touring, please keep doing what you're doing, and it's an uphill battle. I mean, you got the whole VHS mountain to climb and kit. And, yeah, for the listener at home, if you have a Jerry Maguire tape, feel free to send it.
Please send it to Everything Is Terrible, P.O. Box. 47924. That's 47924. Chicago, Illinois, 60647.
That's a real thing. This is fucking stupid. Ladies,
I go there every week. The post office ladies, I think they hate me because I go in every week and I get these ridiculously huge packages. And they're like, what is this?
We also gotta take your porch down with all the Jerry Maguires. Because I want to hear in the news a porch collapse.
Build a Jerry house.
3,000 Jerry Maguire videos.
Just
tapes.
Build a Jerry house.
First things first, Blockbuster. That comes first.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very nice, the very lovely, the very Jerry, Miss Katie Reff, everybody. Gabe, play it off.
5 years stuck in my eyes. 5 years, what a surprise. 5 years, my brain hurts a lot.
I love Gabe. That's a. That's
thank
awesome.
You.
Is that one on your? Is that one on the record?
Yeah.
That is on the record. I highly recommend it. It's Gabe Leibowitz live at Shubas. It's a free download, but I think people could donate if they want.
No, because I'd have to pay people.
No, then no. That's fair enough. You can't. It's a covers record, so they obviously
buy him a drink.
Buy him a drink in the room, and for the people at home, buy the Dastardly record. It's his actual band. It's great. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage is a very nice man. He's wearing shorts, and that makes me not respect him as much as I would with a man with pants on. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Anthony McBride, everybody. Anthony! Clap, clap, clap. He's going to tell jokes. He's holding up here. Here we go.
Thank you. I don't understand the whole shorts and flip-flops thing. The Midwest is weird. You guys are fucking weird about flip-flops and shorts. What's the problem? Anywho. Yes, I'm not from here. I've been thinking a lot about my move to Chicago. I moved here a couple of years ago. And within the first month that I was here, a doctor told me that I needed to get glasses. Except that's not how he said it at first. At first he said, "We think you have MS." Which is really the worst way to tell somebody they need glasses. I'm no doctor. It was a very scary day. I mean, I ended up being fine. I just had to get glasses. But it started with this doctor sitting me down very official. And he's like, "Okay, well, you know, we think you have MS. Do you know what that is?" And I said, "Yes," except in my head, I thought MS was scoliosis. Because, like I said before, I'm no doctor. You know, this guy, he ends up sending me to go have an MRI, and then after the MRI, the nurse was like, "Oh, well, you can just go home. Just go home," which you should never do. Let me tell you something. If you're ever in the middle of finding out if you have a life-altering disease, never go home. Because home is where the internet is, and the internet is where WebMD is. There are very few things in the world that stir the pot of fear and anxiety like WebMD. Listen, like, I've watched the 9/11 Truth documentary, and that's all bullshit, okay? But what we do need to look at, what I feel is important, is how, like, the Bush administration and WebMD were both using fear tactics to achieve their goals. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Bush administration, WebMD, and then, like, the Catholic Church and this little pyramid-type structure. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Da Vinci Code, except scarier and well-written. So, I go home. I get on the WebMD, realize that MS is not scoliosis, or the other way around, and I immediately start freaking out. I'm panicking. I'm like, "Oh my God, this is it. I'm going to have to move back home. I'm going to have to live with my mother. She's going to have to start wiping my ass. I got a lot of hair in my ass, and I'm going to have this dirty, itchy asshole. This is terrible." So I'm freaking out. I'm panicking, and I'm like, "I got to get out of here. I got to leave the store." And that's when I realize I'm going to leave my apartment. I'm going to go get an Entenmann's crumb cake. Yes, because if you don't know, nothing massages existential fear related to the slow spoilage of the sunlit cup of hairy mayonnaise that we call our bodies, like the delicious crumbs and moist shallow innards of an Entenmann's crumb cake. On my deathbed, I will take no painkillers, I will take no opiates, I will merely take 100 cc's of Entenmann's crumb cake straight to the vein. And by vein, I mean mouth. And by 100 cc's, I mean 100 crumb cakes. They're delicious. They're good for your health. So at this point, I'm walking down Milwaukee Avenue. I'm at the corner of Milwaukee and Armitage in front of a Walgreens. And my boss calls me to see how I'm doing. And I answer the phone and then just immediately burst out crying in the middle of the street, just crying in the street. So, like, I'm like, I gotta get off the phone. I gotta find somewhere to hide. So I look, and I see that behind, like, the Walgreens, there's this, like, little alley. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go back there and get it together. So I'm walking back into the alley, come around this car. I look down, and I see a man crying. Where I'm going to cry at. I can't tell you how strange it is to go try to cry somewhere and then see somebody already crying. It's like going to a basketball game and you're walking up to your seats with the tickets. It's like, all right, well, do I have this wrong? Who's sitting in the wrong seat here? Is this you or is this me? Yeah, I mean, I ended up fine. I just had to get the glasses. Moral of the story, always find out if you need glasses first. That's the best way to go. Yeah, I don't know. I just turned into a 31-year-old man in February. Sure, why not? And, you know, I want to be a man. You know, like, I'd like to be one. Like, when I turned 30, I was like, okay, I need to start being an adult. And the only thing I could think of was, like, I'm going to stop wearing hoodies. That's it. No more hoodies. Like, that was the best idea that I had, was to stop wearing hoodies. But this year, my girlfriend, she was like, well, what do you want to do for your birthday this year? Do you want to go see a band or something like that? Is that something you want to do? This is a fantastic impression, because not only is she a woman, but she's also from the South. This is very good. I think it's a very good impression. And I thought about it, and I was like, no, not really. And she's like, you don't want to go see any live music at all? You don't want to go do that? And I was like, I'll go if I can sit down. Like, that's the most important thing to me. It's like, I'm not going anywhere standing up to watch somebody sing a song at this point in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm standing now, you're sitting. For me to expect anything more is insane. That's ridiculous. So, she's like, so that's it. You'll go see music, but only if you can sit down. That's the only way. And I thought about it, and I was like, no, I mean, you know, I go see a band like the Flaming Lips, because it's like a big experience. There's lights and balls and drugs, mainly drugs. There's drugs. I still like drugs. Who doesn't like drugs? They're drugs. Let's give it up for drugs. Yeah, there you go. So then I'm sitting there, and I put that together. I'm like, okay, I'll only go see live music if I can sit down, and if it's a live experience, if it's a big experience. And I realize, oh, fuck, all I want to do is go see Broadway musicals. So in my best attempts to be an adult man, I'm really just turning into, like, an old woman that likes Broadway. Guys, I've been Anthony McBride. Thanks a lot.
Anthony McBride, sit down. You need the mic. You need the mic. Okay. Good job.
Thank you. Thank
Good
you,
set. Now, Anthony,
mm-hmm.
I'm a 30-year-old man.
Okay.
Esmeralda is a lady, so we will not reveal.
No, it doesn't matter.
How old are you, Esmeralda?
30.
There you go.
Okay.
I look very young, so it doesn't matter.
Esmeralda.
You do.
She doesn't sound very
young. She looks fantastic.
Sorry.
She looks good. Real quick question, Esmeralda. If you are posed the question, hey, do you want to go see a man sing some songs on a stage while you stand, would you ever say yes? Because now that you've said that sentence, Anthony, I don't think I could ever want to see a show again.
Well, is really? It just like a, it's just a guy? He just got it's up there? He's the first one to volunteer? I'll go up there and sing a song.
No, it's not karaoke.
Like, who is this?
Well, no, I mean, it was like anything. She was like, is there any band that you would want to
see?
What
did you end up doing on your birthday?
I ended up doing a comedy show. One of the comedy shows that I run here, Shinebox Comedy.
How many shows do you run?
It's just that one group, but there's two shows.
Okay, now how many shows do you think you perform at a year?
Oh, I have no
idea. Probably like 100, maybe 2.
Yeah, like 400 or 500 shows every day, 600. You know, very popular.
No, that's, see, now you've taken it to an extreme, which is no longer funny. I just want the actual truth here. Don't lie to me.
Jesus Christ.
How often do you perform?
You know, I...
Gabe is rolling his eyes. He does not like this question. Hard-hitting journalism.
I don't know. I'd say like twice a month. Consistently,
you only
I get to
twice
do,
a month.
Well, I'm getting older, and I used to try a lot more.
Why don't you try harder?
And now, because I'm dying.
You should try
I'm
harder.
You
dying
try harder.
Old man. I want to do other things.
What do you want to do?
I have a lot of stuff. I make a little web series.
And
show.
You do. He's one of the producers of a Katie McVeigh's series called Yell You Better.
Yes.
Okay.
And that
okay.
is a
so
great series.
That's good, though, that you're doing other things and you're
right.
just not like, I'm not going to do anything.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, I like doing a bunch of stuff. I want to do whatever I'm interested in at the time.
I like hearing that.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You got any plugs?
Just Yell You Better and Shinebox Comedy.
Don't just say just those. Those are two great things.
Hey, yeah. I mean,
Yell You Better is a web series, and it stars Katie McVeigh, and you're the man behind the scenes, and you can view it on YouTube, and I highly recommend it.
Hey, yeah, I think so, too. I think it's great.
Okay.
While you do it, you should, yeah.
You should think it's great.
Why? That's exactly what I said.
And Shinebox Comedy is what?
It's a stand-up comedy showcase featuring myself, Stephanie Haas, and... Natalie Jose, who's going to sing
you're
a song.
Fantastic.
You're uh-huh. a collective of comics, and
right.
all of your shows are in Logan Square.
Yeah,
you should
right.
be better at plugging.
I don't know how to do professional anything.
I do. Now, here's okay. what's good about you guys. Not only what you did was you brought comedy shows to a neighborhood that didn't have any comedy, and it's a neighborhood
right.
where most comics live. So if you're on a budget and you want to meet cool people, you want to see cool things, I highly recommend any Shinebox Comedy show. They have lots of shows. They have one.
He's doing a really great
they
job.
They have one at the Owl, which is a 4 a.m. bar.
Right, yeah.
So the likelihood of you making a horrible sexual mistake is very high. So go there.
Right.
And then there's also...
No real waterfall. Owls there, though.
And then you have a show at Kohl's. Is that correct?
Yes,
that you
is show correct. Kohl's. First Monday.
Now, where are the other shows?
That's it. Just
those
the
are those
Owl
two
and
shows.
Kohl's.
There we go. I nailed
Twice
it all.
Yeah, you did a great
I'm
job.
Your PR
you did a really good
person. I think you're a very funny man. Do you stand it more than twice a month? You'd be better. Mm-hmm. And I think your lovely lady is a lovely lady.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with all of those
yeah.
statements.
And you're going to be in Richmond. Are you going to be doing any shows in Richmond coming up?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just weird in Richmond.
Why do I care more about you than you?
What
happened?
So wait, why is it weird?
Well, it's like, it's hard to explain.
What
like,
do you
there's
mean?
A great
why?
Record store in Richmond, Virginia that does shows on Thursday nights. You know about this? It's on the second
you're
floor
about
of
Plant 9?
I am. Why don't you do a
oh,
show
Oh, yeah,
there?
No, yeah, I know about it. That wasn't going on when I was there.
Hold
there's
on.
I
turnover.
Don't live there and I know about
you
it.
You live in D.C. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's 2 hours away.
That's much closer than Chicago.
Oh, because I know proximity of shows. Name me one show in Urbana, Illinois. Go.
No, wait, my question is you're going to be in Richmond.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're going to do a show there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're...
I don't know what's going on. My
so
friend
just
had
gonna,
a baby. There's
oh.
a lot of babies that I'm going to see.
So wait, you're just
going
to show up and do too. Something?
Yeah, I'll fuck
Find
around.
Him in the middle of Richmond, Virginia.
I love it. Yay!
What's the ugliest part of
Anthony
your body?
Brian, everybody.
What's the ugliest part of your body? Some say your nose, some say your toes, but I think it's your mind.
Really?
Her toes?
Okay, Gabe, what song is that?
You say your
That's
toes?
What's the ugliest part of your body?
By?
Frank Zappa. I have never enjoyed a Frank Zappa song before.
Oh.
Holy shit, that was an amazing little 15-second thing.
Wait,
you just
does
did.
It sound like that, or is it all like bloop, blah, 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 your
it's
toes?
A little, it's a little bleep bloop as well.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh. Could you do me a favor and re-record all Frank Zappa songs so I enjoy him?
Yeah, yours totally. Is really pretty.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome. That's why I'm saying check him out.
Let's
He's
give
so,
that a round
so
of applause.
He, yeah. he deserves a round of applause. Don't steal my fucking shit. Fuck off. Okay. Coming to stage is a brand new comic, and he hasn't performed a lot, so I'm really excited to give him this platform. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the brand new Mr. Joe McAdam, everybody. Joe McAdam, come to the stage.
Oh, you're not going up there to talk?
For the listener at home and for the listener in the room and for the viewer in the room, Joe is a brand new comic. His voice just isn't up to it tonight, so he's going to do a different type of comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't think you need to know anything else. Here's Joe McAdam.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here. Hello. How are we all doing tonight? Excellent. What a beautiful audience. I'm very sorry, but I'm quite sick with pneumonia and I'm on the verge of losing my voice. I'm using this computer program to help me conserve my voice so I can go home and yell at my wife. She did not pick up my medicines. Anyway, I won't let my condition stop the ha-ha train. Who's feeling randy tonight? This guy knows what I'm talking about. Sir, where did you get your shirt? Big shirts? I'm just goofing. You look great. Thanks for coming out. What's your name, sir? What a coincidence. That's my mother's name. Where are you from? Ouch, I'm sorry. Tell me this. Do you ever notice that black people talk one way and white people talk another dissimilar way? Well, that's what I've heard. I guess we don't need to get into it further. Check this out. I can take a drink and continue speaking normally. Pretty impressive, no? Looks still going. So, who likes impressions? Here's Christopher Walken. I was an accomplice in the murder of Natalie Wood. Ha 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 ha, just kidding. No, I'm not. Here's another character for you. Does that sound good? Come on, you can do better than that. There we go. Here is a guy who likes to pick fights but is too self-deprecating about it. Hey, why don't you suck my dick? If you can find it. Let us play an improv game. I need a suggestion from the audience. Can someone suggest an animal? I heard giraffe. Here is an improvised joke. What did the giraffe say right after giving birth?
What?
Come on, you can play along. Oh, girl, my pussy hurt. That one is for the kids. I realize this is an unbearable exercise for you people. But I do not care. All right, here's another one. I was told it is redundant to use the term ATM machine. But fuck that, I think I am an Astomov machine. Tough crowd. Tough crowd. So, how about this economy, huh? I mean the price of things these days. It's out of control. I went to get a shave and a haircut the other day. It cost me 3 bits. The price is traditionally 2 bits. I went to a crowded men's room the other day to take a shit. And I was looking at my phone. I accidentally opened the Shazam app. And it told me I was listening to Mumford and Sons. Well, I'm out of jokes, so here is a list of words and phrases that sound funny in this voice. Violent dog diarrhea. Puffy vulva. Turgid wolf boner. Queef. Queef Elizabeth II. I want to put my penis in a penny apple. Penis. Penis. Penis in a pineapple. 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 I want to put my penis in a pineapple. There we go. Well, that's my time. Thank you so much. I have to run. So I can scream at my wife for her negligence. Have a good night, folks. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, Joe. I know it's a lot to ask someone to overcome an illness in this way, so I think it's very brave of you to attempt this new type of humor. Could I just ask you one question? Would that be okay?
Sure.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Sure.
Okay, good. Thank you. I just want to know, like, the thing I like about your comedy is it's really varied. It's not like one type of comic. You're not a mainstream guy or not an alt guy. You're like you ride the fine lines and stuff. So I want to know, like, who are your guys? Like, who are the guys that made you want to attempt this very, very difficult art form? Who are the guys that made you take the stage for the first time and brave those very daring lights and just speak from the heart and connect people in a way that that's never been connected before. I just think that what you're doing here right now is both brave and honorable. So I just want to know, like, who are the people that who inspired this?
I'll stop you right there. Mostly Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, you say? Billy Crystal. What's your favorite Billy Crystal film? There's so many. There's at least like 30 I can think of right now. So I'm really interested to hear, what is your favorite Billy Crystal piece of cinema?
The one where he's in blackface.
That is a good film, I'm not gonna lie. Now, would you ever consider doing blackface with this voice? Because I think that would be even more daring.
I have to download a new app. It's like $5.
Is that the only thing preventing you from doing this in blackface? Because I will give you those $5 if you need them, sir. All you need to do is ask. You're such a brilliant performer.
I'd love to try.
All right. So all you're really asking for is $5 from me.
Can I do a black joke?
Well, I think it's safe to do a black joke because...
Get him ready. Get him ready for the blackface.
You're getting him ready for the blackface. Yeah, we're just preparing you for the next stage of your career. And the listener at home has no idea what you look like. So yeah. I think it's completely fair.
I think it's very provocative as well for
yes.
the audience.
It's progressive.
That shack stick on my head.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the new, the young, the daring, the brave, Mr. Joe McAdam, everybody.
Is Joe McAdam just a code for Cat Williams? Did we just have Cat Williams on
I think
show?
Joe McAdam was just stealing from Cat
He's
Williams.
He's the new Cat Williams.
Let's throw it to Gabe Leibowitz, everybody.
As I sit by the flame, I get burned once again. I got the blues
for you. God damn, that's a pretty song. Thanks. I didn't write that shit.
Who wrote that shit?
Mick Jagger.
Oh, Rosemary, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you. No matter what I do, I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish that but then if I should lose you, it would mean my very life to me. Of all the queens that ever lived, I'd choose you. My Rosemary. Of all the queens that ever lived, I choose you to rule me, my.
Leibowitz, everybody. That was a really, really, really pretty song. Thank you so much for doing that. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Weepin' Willows.
As I sit here tonight, the jukebox playing the tune about the wild side of life. As I listen to the words you are saying, it brings memories of when I was a trusting wife. It was
song. Too many times married men think they're still single. That have caused many a good girl to go wrong.
Writing love.
after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I stop to see a weeping willow, out in the moonlight, just hoping you may be somewhere a-walking after midnight, searching for me. Song is Wayward Wind.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, he spent his younger days, and I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and she was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. Though he tried his best to settle down, now I'm alone with a broken heart. Oh, the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander, and he was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind, the next of kin to the wayward wind.
We have three left. Is that okay, Brandon? Thank you so much to Brandon and Esmeralda. And how about Katie Reif and Anthony McBrien, Joe McAdam? What a great show. I said it. Tony. My Antonia. This is Dan Ingenthrone on piano. Dave Gallagher on guitar. I'm Natalie Jose.
The sunrise on a tropic high. Just remember, darling, all the while, you belong to me. See the marketplace in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember, when a dream appears, you belong to me. I'll be so alone again. You belong. with rain. Just remember till you're home again, you don't feel blue, try again. I've been through feeling blue, same as you. I've been broken hearted and cried the whole night through. Sorry, now we've parted, 'cause no one else will do. Try again, so they say, try again. Say goodbye to the tear in your eye. Something seems to tell me that we could love again. Try again, says my heart, try again. To tell me that we could love again. Try again, says my heart, try again. If you say you're mine today, tomorrow, and forever. How strong was my love from the very start? How long will it last in my happy heart? How much would I cry if we'd ever part? Tomorrow and forever. 'Cause if you weren't there to share my love, who cares if the sky should fall? For anyone can see how much you mean to me. You're my life, my love, my very all. Ocean flow, as long as the trees and the flowers grow, so long, oh my love, will I love you so. Today, tomorrow, and forever. if you weren't there to share my love. Who cares if the sky should fall? For anyone can see how much you mean to me. You're my life, my love, my very all. And as long as the tides of the ocean, the trees and the flowers grow, so long, oh my love, will I love you so. Today, tomorrow, and forever. Last week was the last.